It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge the season of The Passage now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Control Group contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
In the field of psychiatric medicine, it was an exciting time, a time of innovation and discovery, a time when mental health institutions struggled to redefine themselves, to become something more than repositories of the sick. Unorthodox methods and aggressive therapies were not only permitted, but encouraged. This is a record of that time. This is the Control Group.
Well, yeah, you're probably thinking to yourself, Dr. Hayes, I've done a terrible thing. I've betrayed the trust of a patient. I've violated the Hippocratic Oath. But did you learn anything? Really, I'm asking you. Did you gain any knowledge from the experience?
Yes.
Then it was worth it.
Why did you do it, Hayes?
I suppose I was just curious.
We place a high value on curiosity. Scientific, intellectual, morbid, sexual. It is curiosity that fuels the learning process.
The fact that you left the hospital. That you went there. That you penetrated the mystery of that room. That you trusted your gut and investigated. That lets us know you're our kind of man, Ace.
We would like for you to continue to work closely with the society. I think you'll find that it would be mutually beneficial.
You'll join the ranks of some of the most highly regarded scientists in the field. You'll be funded well enough that you can leave behind the toil of the mental ward and focus on those areas of study that bring you more personal satisfaction. How does that sound?
Are you kidding? It sounds wonderful.
Now, before we settle you in, there is a mess here that requires some mopping up.
Yeah, right.
In our field, this kind of thing is bound to happen every so often, and we have a mechanism for dealing with unfortunate situations such as this. We are willing to use this mechanism as long as we have your complete cooperation and loyalty moving forward.
Well, you have it, without a doubt.
Then it will be taken care of. Worry no more. We will handle everything. Dr. Gottfried, perhaps you should give Dr. Hayes a brief history of our organization so he has an understanding of the scale, the reach.
Our abilities to keep our promises.
And to make good on our warnings. We wouldn't want you to enter into an association with us lightly, without fully understanding the depth of that commitment.
Of course.
Don't mind him. He has an adolescent fondness for the cloak and dagger. Here, may I? 1949. The Cardinal Mindzinti affair. He defiantly opposed communism in Hungary. He was arrested. He was tortured. He was persuaded to make full, not just full, a confession that was overflowing. That's when we knew the Soviets, the Chinese, had developed a program of behavior modification and thought control.
Brainwashing.
Brainwashing.
At that point, the United States, specifically the Office of Scientific Intelligence, created a program in response.
Artichoke?
Artichoke.
You peel back the layers. You see? We knew we needed to explore methods of interrogation. Not torture, mind you. Never torture.
We are not barbarians.
Science. Chemical. Psychological. Electrical. And this... this was one of our most promising weapons.
LSD-25.
Lysergic acid diethylamide. I'd spell it out, but that would take some time and we don't have enough chalk.
LSD was going to be the magic bullet. Spent thousands of dollars on it. Fought for control of the world's supply.
Successfully.
Spent thousands of man hours.
You know, I'm still not convinced that it does not have a role in the arsenal of psychopharmacology.
The problem is, the effect of the drug is diminished when the subject knows they've taken it. Their defense mechanisms kick in. They're aware that a drug is in their system and can't help but act differently.
So what do? You give someone the drug without their knowing it. But how do that? You can't just walk up to someone on the street.
So a whole new entity had to be created to find ways to administer the drug.
MK Ultra.
We brought in magicians, hypnotists, card sharps, people who could show us how to slip a dose in a drink.
And continue to study the results, but you cannot do this in a laboratory. The moment someone steps into a testing room again, they know they are being tested.
It's got to be in the real world. That's where we'll set up our lab. A lab that doesn't look anything like a lab. A lab that would be comfortable and inviting.
You know the laboratory we're talking about.
Yeah, room 512.
That's right.
I'm sorry, but I fail to see the connection between testing drugs in a cheap motel and what any of this has to do with me.
Weapons potential.
Weapons?
Everything is a potential weapon, Hayes. Everything. Guns, we all know about that. Money. Anyone can be bought or sold at a certain price. LSD-25. Once we fully understand its properties and how to most effectively blend it with other ingredients, absolutely.
Let's not forget sex. The Soviets have used sex blackmail for years.
The Reds are way ahead of us on this.
It's their favorite tool for the command and control of Western agents.
The race with the Russians isn't only happening in outer space. It's also happening inside the head, and we're losing that one too.
Someone followed you.
It could be Graf.
Yeah. It's him.
Miss Vergery. You'd best get out of here. Go on back up to the ward where it's safe.
No, Graf. I'm protecting my patient.
Well, I've got my orders.
And so do I.
28 stitches in my face because of her.
Graf?
I almost lost an eye.
I'm watching her. I'm keeping her here until we can call the authorities and let them work all this out.
Do you have the key?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Get your hands off her! Don't you touch her!
Give me the key, Vergery. Give me the key, Vergery. I won't ask you a third time.
I have the key.
Toss them out.
If you want them, come and get them.
No, I don't think so.
Good. And we'll just wait here.
I've got a better idea. Vergery? Where'd she go? Vergery?
Dead.
Marco!
I'm gonna get you!
Graf! We're over here!
I'm gonna tear your arms off!
Karen! This way!
I can't see
you! This way, follow me!
Graf!
No. Ah, I can hear you! I can smell you! I'll kill you!
Yeah, follow me!
No.
Come on, come on, come on! We're almost there! Come on!
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the Ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the Ferryman of Souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
All 12 episodes of The Passage are available now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Potential weapons are all around us. In your ward, for example, we just need to learn how to identify them and how to use them.
At the hospital.
Shock therapy. Sleep therapy. Sleep deprivation. Sensory deprivation. Psychic driving. Transorbital lobotomy. Surgical bacteriology. We don't know. We won't know until we explore it. Road test it. Under a variety of conditions.
So, back to our little laboratory. Cozy and warm. How do you get people to show up?
We called in an old friend of ours in the Bureau of Narcotics.
Used to work in the Bureau of Narcotics.
Used to work in the Bureau of Narcotics. But still well connected. And wise to every angle that's ever been played. He knows every one. All the dope peddlers. The con artists.
His suggestion was not to use confidence men or drug pushers or payment. His idea was to use women. His idea was specifically to use whores.
Think about it. The powers of persuasion. People would actually pay us to participate.
Uh-oh.
You see, Dr. Hayes, we like movies too. Lewis? You want to start the show?
My favorite part. Look, I'm getting goosebumps. You recognize the room, yes?
Yes.
But now, you are on the other side of the glass.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Safer, I suppose.
Safer, yes. But some part of you wishes it was on the other side of the glass. Doesn't it?
It's okay, Ace. Nothing to be ashamed of. It's what motivates us.
And we're about to see... There she is. This woman.
Who's that?
That's... What's her name again? Summerhill?
I think that's Candy. Or is it Cherry?
But who is she?
Well, she's a prostitute. Obviously.
She is a civilian who was recruited to help us in our research.
Your research? And this person?
We don't know who that person is.
Why don't we call him John? He's just a pickup. Some chump she found on the street or in a cocktail lounge. And from the looks of it, he seems to be interested in conducting a study of human sexuality.
We apologize for the quality of the image. It requires so much light to shoot through the glass, but you can see okay?
I can see fine.
Shall we listen in?
Are you serious?
We have audio for this reel, yes?
Yes, we do.
I'll tell him to switch it on.
Lewis, can we get sound in here? Yeah, please.
Let me make you a drink. What's your pleasure,
Johnny Scott? I'll take whatever you got.
I'll give you anything.
She asks what he wants to drink. Comes towards the camera. Remember the piece
watch
of
carefully.
That was there.
You watching?
Yeah.
Pours a drink. Did you see it?
What?
Did you see it? He didn't see it.
Of course he didn't see it. He was looking at the girl's legs or something.
He didn't see what?
The administration of the drug.
A toast. Bottoms up And the wheels of science will now begin to turn.
She did it so well, didn't she?
So, night after night, we sit in that darkened room, taking notes, taking pictures, making recordings. But in the end, we learned very little about the effects of LSD on the subject.
But it was anything but a failure. We realized that we had gained knowledge of a far more valuable and practical nature.
Think about our operation, Hayes. What it takes to set up a field laboratory like this. How do you plant hidden microphones in a room? You can't learn that in a workshop. It has to happen on the ground, in the wild.
How much light is required to perform camera surveillance through a two-way mirror?
Without putting floodlights in
the room. All these questions could be answered there.
But even these things were trivial compared to other things we could observe.
And what was that?
The women.
You see, Morgan was right. He knew all along what the secret weapon was. It wasn't the drugs, the mirrors, the microphone.
These women did things that no amount of LSD could accomplish. They could seduce a man, coax him to spend his money, give up his secrets.
Things he would never tell anyone, especially not his wife.
Shh! You see what is happening?
Yes.
Under ordinary circumstances, modesty would dictate that we turn away, but in this case, it's our obligation to, it is necessary for the women to distract the test subject for a long enough time to allow for the drug to take effect. All very scientific.
And eventually, there we have it.
Midnight climax.
Operation Midnight Climax.
For the purpose of obfuscation, every operation in this endeavor must have a code name. This one needs no explanation.
You think we're voyeurs, maybe? Am I right?
I didn't say that.
You'd be amazed at the things we see through that glass. I'm being completely serious. Alfred Kinsey would have given his right nut to sit behind the glass in that room. I would say that we've seen every sexual perversion known to man, but there is always something new.
A modern man could teach craft ebbing a thing or two.
Instead of relying on dubious interviews and second-hand information, here was the opportunity to observe the sex habits of the American underworld up close. Envision a zoologist who has only studied wildlife in books and in cages, finally able to see nature in the wild. A sexual Serengeti. For behavioral psychologists, it was an unprecedented, and even today, an unparalleled anthropological opportunity.
Somebody else, stop. We're missing the movie.
So watch the man now, Ace. He's lethargic. For a variety of reasons, but you can see the acid sinking in.
Unfortunately, there will not be much to see. Some laughter. An expression of absolute bliss.
Although tinged with guilt over having violated his wedding vows. Eventually, he'll zip up his pants, put on his jacket, and wander back into the street.
Then what? This guy's loaded with LSD.
Not our concern.
We're not running a daycare, Hayes. If he's got nothing more to teach us, he needs to get out and make way for the next guy.
And there he goes. So, back to the story. A new scene is beginning. But over time, LSD wasn't so interesting anymore. It really is boring to watch. But the women...
We could watch the women for hours. One woman in particular.
Wait.
Two ladies.
Look familiar?
Karen.
Yes. Karen.
All our chemicals, our devices, our methods of mind control, none of them could accomplish what she could.
Yeah, well, for a while, anyway.
What happened?
Along came Ronald Grant. You remember Ronald Grant? sales, paper carton manufacturing, in town on a business trip from OH-10.
Project OH-10? What is that?
Ohio. Ronald Grant comes along and almost destroys everything.
That him?
That's him. Son of a bitch.
While you're making yourself comfortable, I'm going to get a little drink. Can I make something for you?
Yeah, that's probably good. What are you going to do?
I was feeling dreamy, but I can just explode it over there.
Yes, yes, then it's fine.
All right.
Okay, what should I do? Should I just leave this here? What do I do?
You wanted to see it, yes?
Yes. She's looking right at us.
She knows. We're watching.
You were there.
No, not this night.
You?
No. If I had been.
Who was there? Who was running the camera?
Come now. You know who.
Now that you've finished your drink, I'd like you to come over here and get me. What's wrong? Surely you know how to unfasten them, baby.
You have this look at?
What's that, Lily? What is it, Lily? Holy shit.
What's wrong with him?
This is the onset of the psychotic episode.
The psychotic episode.
Probably not his first, but definitely the last.
To be fair, he wasn't given the usual dosage. Chemical services wanted to try a different combination of ingredients, and, well, as you can see, the results of this particular cocktail were somewhat extreme and almost instantaneous.
That's what I don't get. It shouldn't have happened. Couldn't have happened this fast.
Clearly, Grant must have already had it.
Shh.
Yes, quiet. I'm spoiling the movie.
Just take it easy for a minute,
man. Don't come near me. Don't touch me.
You're fine, Connie. You just had too much to drink.
What kind of disease is
this? Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me get you a glass of water. My hand.
I touched you in my hand. Oh, Jesus Christ, I touched
Ronnie,
you.
Ronnie, sit down. Please.
What's happening to my hand?
Nothing to do with
you. What's inside you? It's coming out of you.
Jesus Christ. Morgan! Morgan, call the doctor or something. He's wounded.
Oh, no.
You put down the chair, Ronnie. Okay?
No one's gonna hurt you.
Put down the chair. Morgan!
Morgan,
get your ass in here and help me! Morgan!
He's gonna kill her. Why doesn't someone stop him? What?
You know how this ends, Hayes. He doesn't kill her. Remember?
Jesus Christ, Morgan! Get in here before...
Oh, Jesus.
No! What the hell is wrong with you, Morgan? You just let him die!
She never touched him.
Nope.
She had nothing to do with his death.
I wouldn't say nothing, but...
She's innocent.
Well, what is innocent?
Wait. You have the film. You have the proof, yet... You allowed her to be arrested.
We couldn't very well show this to the police. Can you imagine?
You let her go to jail.
She didn't go to jail. We looked after her. We had her sent someplace. Where she would be put under the care and supervision of a person we trusted.
We granted her asylum. Yours.
We were going to keep her there 3 weeks. Let the publicity die down, and then we were going to spring her. But then, you took an interest in her. You started playing detective, prying into her past, trying to unlock her secrets.
And a new project was born. Operation Good Shepherd.
And who would have ever guessed where that project ended up? You're being rewarded with a prize better than the Nobel. We're offering you a seat on the other side of the glass.
A throne of knowledge.
And a lifetime of power.
A bribe. You're a way of keeping me quiet, now that I've found the truth.
Dr. Hayes, if we wanted you to be quiet, you wouldn't be making a sound right now.
Now let's behave like colleagues.
If Morgan had his way, you would be dead. That's the other option.
Okay, I get it. So, what do we do? How do we proceed? How soon can you get Charlotte back to her husband? Oh, for God's sake, you haven't even told me what happened to her.
We'll discuss that.
I think the first gesture of cooperation should come from you.
From me? Okay, then. What sort of gesture of cooperation are you looking for?
For starters, we'd like to get Karen back. I think the coast is clear enough for us to repatriate her into the ranks of our agents. How soon can you bring her to us?
When would you like to see her?
How about midnight?
Tonight?
Immediately would be better. But we're willing to give you a little time. But not here. Away from the hospital somewhere.
That old house on the hill, what is that?
The Founder's Mansion. It's abandoned.
That'd be perfect.
I can't guarantee that I'll be able to...
No excuses. Either you fail, or you succeed.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the Ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the Ferryman of Souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
All 12 episodes of The Passage are available now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, thank God you're back, Miss Verdry. Dr. Hayes is here.
Walter, what's happening? Are you okay?
Everything's fine. There was a situation, but I'm handling it. Verdry, did you revive Karen like I asked you to?
Wait. Dr. Hayes, just a minute. I want...
Where is she?
That's what I was trying to tell you. There were some complications when we were bringing her out of the phenobarb, and I thought it best if
Shut up and tell me where she is. No more of your games. No more Florence Nightingale bullshit, Verdry. I'm asking you, where is she?
And I'm not telling you.
You've hidden her.
I'm not saying anything.
Gloria, run upstairs and see if Grath is still on duty. If he is, bring him back down here. Stat. What are you looking at her for? I'm in charge. Do what I tell you to.
Yes, sir.
Grath will find her, and he'll bring her back. And I shudder to think what kind of shape she'll be in when she arrives.
Dr. Hayes, my only intention
Save your breath. You failed as a nurse. You've disappointed me, personally. God knows what damage you'll be inflicting upon Karen, but as long as you think you know best...
I know I do.
Tell me where she is. You only know one tiny slice of what's going on here right now, Verdry. You're out of your element. You think this is just about Karen, but it's much bigger. Charlotte has disappeared.
From where?
Someone took her, abducted her.
Who? How?
It has to do with this Morgan Hall person who's been looking for Karen and threatening us. Now for reasons I can't explain,
What is it, Dr. Hayes?
Morgan Hall is here. And I have reason to believe he has Charlotte with him as a sort of hostage.
Have you called the police?
No. I'm trying to explain to you. This is bigger than the police. This is... Karen is a bad person. She's done things. Much more horrible things than we ever imagined. And you're right. She never should have been placed here. It was a risk to the patients. To all of us. This Morgan Hall and other persons are... They're providing us with a solution to everything. In order to get Charlotte released, I simply need to take Karen to him. And then we can all go on with our lives.
Where?
At the Founder's Mansion, at midnight.
I won't do it. I'll call the police.
The phones are shut off. The exits are locked. There's no way around it. And I don't want Charlotte to be punished for our mistakes.
Dr. Hayes?
Yes?
When Grath gets here, I'll take him to Karen.
Tell me where she is, and I'll send him there right now.
No. No, I won't let him hurt her. I'm adamant about that. I'll go with him to be sure she isn't harmed, and we'll bring her back together. Okay?
Good girl, Verdry.
Okay, Morgan, we're on.
He's got her?
He's got her.
You sure?
He's got her.
And I get her.
As long as you have something to trade.
Yeah, I got something to trade.
All right. So bring her up to Central State Hospital. There's a perimeter, but they'll let you through. Up on the hill is what they call the Founder's Mansion. We'll meet, we'll greet, we'll exchange gifts. Will that satisfy you?
And she and I split.
If that's what you want. See you in a couple of hours.
Summerhill. You're not going to pull any tricks.
Now, why would you think that we...
You misunderstand. That was not a question. I'm telling you. You're not going to pull any tricks.
Or else... What?
You know me fairly well. I'm sure you can finish that sentence for me.
The Control Group is a production of How Stuff Works. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gall.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.